All right, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, September 7th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have college football underway today. We have MMA. We have, obviously, NFL Week 1. There is just so much DFS action coming at you this weekend with NASCAR, etc. here. So, super fun time of the year to be playing DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we move the time for this show. It's going to be 12:30 p.m. Eastern for the foreseeable future through the fall here, just because college football typically starts at 12 p.m. Eastern. So I want to give everybody time to get their lineups in and then do this show very, very close after. So that's going to be the time of the show moving forward. But appreciate everybody tuning in. Got plenty of questions to talk about today. So let's get SaberSim up on the screen and let's jump right in. So first question that came in: if I create a geomean rule for all builds to have a geomean ownership less than 25, for example, is it to be expected that average projections go way down? I tried using this for NFL Showdown last night, and my average projection of all lineups went from 76 to 35. I would say that it is going to be normal for the lineups that you are viewing, their average projection to go down, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. And, you know, projection is going to be correlated, like higher projected lineups are going to assume more ownership, right? Players who have higher average projections are probably going to be played more. Showdown is a type of format where the amount of times somebody else enters the same exact lineup as you matters a ton, and the likelihood of that happening is actually pretty high. You know, in a big, you know, week one classic slate, duplication is way, way, way less likely just due to the amount of players in the player pool. So really that's kind of what it comes down to, is how many players are in the player pool. When you're building your lineups, you want to think about how much of the first place prize am I winning when I win? And in order to do that, sometimes you need to sacrifice projected points. So what you're doing is, like, you are sacrificing projection to play lower owned players, and the reason they are lower owned is because they are lower projected, and you're trying to find this combination under the salary cap that balances ownership, projection, salary, and, you know, still gives you a good chance of winning. So it is normal, if you are using geometric mean, to sacrifice projection. I think what you could do is, you know, this might be like a good like experiment, right? I've been talking about this idea of doing different things in different contests. You know, run one contest, do like 220 maxes, right? Do like a dime time and a quarter jukebox. Do one of them with a geometric mean rule, and then do the other one with no rule, sorting by projected score. Try and get two contests of like similar size entries, and then look at the duplication between the two, and then look at the sim ROI between the two after the slate is over. And then that will give you a good indication where it's like, you know, am I getting enough projection for how much more these lineups are going to be duplicated, or is the geometric mean actually working better? And sim ROI will be your final answer there. So that's what I would recommend. All right, next question. Please explain how the single fill option works in the new sim format. For example, what happens when I uncheck all the contests I have for my 20 max contests, except for my 20 max contests, and save my lineups to the 20 max, and I uncheck my 20 max and save my lineups again to the remaining contests I have, 150, single, 3 max, etc. How are the lineups sorted and chosen for each contest Hope this question makes sense. Yeah, for sure. It does. So I think I had a big entry file for Friday's slate. So let's go. So let's say, you know, we're here in the Friday one, right? We have a bunch of different. We have a bunch of different contests and stuff. So let's say we're doing like a standard build, right? Let's say the slate hasn't even started. So just come in here, run a fresh build, and then we'll just, you know, fill the entry file like it has nothing in it. So let's let these lineups run real quick. Just waiting for the lineups. All right. That's enough lineups. 3,000 is plenty. And then the other thing we need to do is run the contest sim. All right, cool. Kicking that off. So here, right, we're in single fill. So what single fill is going to be as close to filling lineups on the old Saber Sim as you're probably used to. So what's going to happen with single fill is the builder is reading the number of entries you have, and then it is updating the number in My Lineups. It is not going to change projected score. It's not going to change your sorting metric unless you change your sorting metric to contest sim, target contest, and then any of these values. So when you use target contest sorting metric, you now get this dynamically updating sorting metric based on the contests you have selected. So let's say that I come into single fill and I uncheck this and I only check the first down. So you're going to see this update, and you're going to see it say loading lineups. So what the builder is doing, it's saying, hey, only the first down is chosen. Let's go and use the ROI from that specific contest sim, and then update the 20 line. Let's say I select three contests. I'm going to select all three 20 maxes. Now what the builder is going to do, since we have target ROI selected, it's going to take the average ROI that this lineup has from these three contest sims and then use that to sort the lineup. So you can come and see these, right? You come down here, you see all the different contest sims, all the different ROIs. So it's taking the 320 maxes, averaging the ROIs together, and then sorting the lineups that way. So I just want to make sure I'm answering the question specifically. So it says, what happens when I uncheck all the contests I have except for my 20 max and save lineups to the 20 max contest and uncheck my 20 max and save lineups again to the remaining? So say I come in here, right? I do 20. And then I click save. So these 20 get saved. I get this notification up on the top. And then also what happens is the 20 go to the saved section. Now, if I do not want to reuse any of these lineups, I can turn on this remove from pool. So it's as soon as I save any lineups, it's going to remove them from my available pool of lineups to fill further contests with. Because one lineup can be good for multiple contest sims. So like, you know, maybe this top lineup is the top lineup for the first down, but maybe it's like the 10th lineup for the quarter jukebox. Well, it would still make it in the top 20 for the quarter jukebox. So this lineup would be used twice, but removing from pool makes sure that it doesn't get used ever again, even if it's a different contest. If I unselect remove from pool, it will allow it to be reused. And then the last part of the question was, how are the lineups sorted and chosen for each contest? So you know, by the dynamic ROI, it's looking at the target and then sorting them. And then whatever you're viewing is whatever's going into that specific contest. And then if you have more than one selected, you know, it depends on the method. You're at right, unique rank, top 20 go into the first, second 20 go into the second, third 20 go into the third contest. Or you can still use unique random and randomly assign them to whatever group of contests you have selected. So hope that answers your question. If it doesn't, let me know. Okay, next question. I know that it is recommended to play showdown contests to get more shots on goal and spread out variance. My experience has been that showdowns are bankroll busters as everyone is pulling from the same very limited pool of players. Should I eliminate showdown contests from my NFL play this season to preserve my bankroll? Second, I heard a successful coach from another site saying that he is reverting back to only playing 20 to 30 lineups in large field 150 max contests because he used to have more success doing that in the past and had gotten away from that. With less success. Do you recommend entries approach like that? Okay. So two questions here. First question is asking about showdowns. And I think I responded to this in support, but I'm happy to talk about it again. So in my opinion, So if you're playing the main slate, right, there are 12 games on the main slate. You know, if you're playing the showdowns, there is one game on each slate. So it's kind of like you kind of get in like a situation where the showdowns aren't correlated and you can miss on a game and it's not going to ruin your entire slate. Like, let's say that, you know, you're wrong about Carolina and New Orleans. You do something and you make a decision and it goes wrong, right? You know, that's not going to ruin your entire slate because maybe you had, you know, 50% Alvin Kamara and he got hurt. That would significantly hurt all of your lineups on the main slate, right? You would be in like a pretty tough spot. But like something could go terribly wrong for you in one showdown. And it has no effect on the outcome of the next showdown and the next showdown, right? So when you're playing the showdowns, you get like, I think there's 16 games Thursday to Monday. So you get 16 different slates. And in my opinion, that is actually smoothing out variance even more, right? Because you're playing 16 individual slates as opposed to playing one main slate, right? So you could even do this. Maybe you don't like showdown, right? Maybe you're just not a fan of the format. Okay. Do this with the classic slates, right? Play the early only because the early only isn't correlated to the afternoon only. Play the prime time where it's like Sunday night, Monday night. Play the Monday to Thursday where it's Monday night, Thursday night and doesn't account for the Sunday games, right? So maybe showdown just isn't for you. That's cool. But you should still be trying to get action down in slates that are less correlated if you can. And like full transparency, that's what I'm doing. I might not even play the main slate this week because I'm playing every single showdown early onlys, afternoon onlys. I played Thursday to Monday, Friday to Monday. I'd rather play some of these like smaller slates. I got some pretty sweet overlay on Owner's Box for Thursday to Monday. If you guys missed that, Yahoo had a little bit of overlay too. But some of these smaller slates get ignored. So then one, you get like overlay potential. And then two, you get the ability to spread out across multiple slates by playing all the showdowns and stuff. So that's like exactly what my approach is for week one here. So I'm a big fan of that approach. Brad said, dude, yeah, thank you. You explained this perfectly. Thanks, man. Happy to answer your question. Glad you like the answer there. So let's look here. See some conversation going on in the Office Hours channel between Bill's Nut and Marnie, but I don't think Marnie has a exact question here. So looks like we're pretty much all caught up here with questions in the YouTube chat. Oh, no, we got one more from John. John said, how do I make a rule for a bring back of a specific position? So what I would do here, we'll just do this in a fresh build. So what I would say is I would go to new rule, group automatic. If at least one team quarterback, then use at least one on the opposing team. And then you can select running back, wide receiver, tight end. Maybe you only want a running back, right? A wide receiver. So what this says, if I'm using a quarterback from one team, then I want to use one player on the opposing team who is a wide receiver. You could change this to say, you know, if at least two and do quarterback, wide receiver, then use at least one. So you have a QB plus one with a run back. You know, you could change it to tight end if you want. But this group auto rule if then option allows you to have the ability to choose the positions and stuff. Really important to group by team here. Super important. Or else you risk breaking the rule. So I would recommend making sure that is on team, and then you should be all set. All right. Good stuff there. Now we're all caught up with questions. So appreciate everybody tuning in here. Good luck in your week one contest. And I look forward to talking to you all on Monday. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.